from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're joined now by Tina Kennedy and Dr. Erica Mayer. Thanks so much for joining us here. And as we've been telling people, thank you for coming on, sharing your story. What can you tell us about what brings you here today?
Well, thank you so much, guys, for having me here today. And thank you to Dr. Mayer for providing me with care the past year. Today, I really wanted to come and share my story as a 34-year-old here living in the Boston, Massachusetts area, and someone that was diagnosed with breast cancer earlier this year. And Dr. May and I thought that it would be great to tell the story and hopefully showcase that to other young women around the country and in Massachusetts.
So, Tina, it was just when you were 33 that you received your diagnosis. What led you to that diagnosis, and how surprising was it to you at such a young age?
Yes, I think back to last fall, last winter, I was nonstop work travel, personal travel. We had just closed on a house in Holbrook, just bought our first house. We were planning for our wedding, which was supposed to be August 3rd of this year, so just recently in Ireland. My parents are from County Tipperary, Ireland, so we were going back home for the wedding, and I just ended up finding a bump near my clavicle on the right side of my chest. And spoke to one of my girlfriends who's a nurse. She said, why don't you get that checked out at OBGYN? Got sent for my first mammogram. So at 33, that's not something that you kind of see at that age, you know, generally when you're in your mid-40s. So from there, that mammogram led to the diagnosis of stage 3 breast cancer.
Dr. Mayer, there was in the literature we had here, saw that there's been an increase recently in cases of breast cancer, certainly with younger people. For you, do you have any is there any idea as to what that's about, why that's suddenly sort of popped back up recently?
Yeah, over the past several years, we've noticed increases in many kinds of cancers in young people. This includes breast cancer as well as colorectal cancer. At this point in time, we don't know why this has been happening. There's a tremendous amount of research going on at Dana-Farber as well as elsewhere around the world to try to figure this out. But what I would say is that, just as Tina described, if a young person feels something unusual or is having unusual symptoms, these are the kinds of things you should tell your doctor about and chase them down. Mm. Much of the time, for many people, it's nothing, but sometimes it's not. And so it's good to know your body and to tell people what's happening.
So maybe you just answered my next question. Is that specifically what you felt made Tina someone, your story is a message that you want to get out there? Is it just that? Is that why, and part of the reason why you felt she would be a good fit here today?
Well, Tina is such an impressive woman, and I think we all have a lot to learn from her and her journey over the past year. I think, as you heard, you know, Tina's a woman in the prime of her life, new house, getting married, busy job, and then this lightning comes down, a thunderbolt, and interrupts everything. You know, these things don't happen for anything that anyone does, and they don't really have an explanation, but these random spontaneous events can happen to young people in the prime of their lives. And I'm just so grateful that you came to us at Dana-Farber. We were able to swoop in very quickly and figure out what kind of breast cancer this is. This is a kind of breast cancer that we call HER2 positive, which is a very treatable and, you know, hopefully very curable kind of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And she's done a tremendous amount of work to treat the breast cancer, including chemotherapy, surgery, radiation treatment, endocrine treatment, and we've seen fantastic results. So we're just thrilled with your progress, and now the goal is to get back on track with life and keep things moving forward.
Well, and it sounds like you are, I mean, obviously, you know, you sound very busy, you know, at public policy with DoorDash. How are you able to balance those two aspects of your life?
Well, they were fantastic support at DoorDash when I first was diagnosed. And, you know, I started my career in Beacon Hill in public policy about over a decade ago, about 12 years ago. So the advocacy nature has been built into me. So when it came to my own care here, I recognized that I need to be my best advocate. And that meant I wanted to be with the best of the best. I wanted to be with Dana-Farber, top class tier organization. I also needed to advocate for IVF, you know, as a young woman who, you know, was looking at family planning this year, and then all of a sudden, as Dr. Meyer said, this lightning rod came of needing to start cancer treatment and chemo first. I needed to advocate for myself to start IVF, and I was lucky to and fortunate to partner with Boston IVF for that. We had a very short window of 12 days to get everything going and hope for a success, and I'm grateful to say it was a success. But, you know, that advocacy component really stood to me this whole process and this whole treatment, and working with DoorDash, you know, having the time and the leave off to go through, as Dr. Mary said, TCHB, which is super toxic chemo, you know, a really harsh chemo treatment, onto the mastectomy. Now I'm doing radiation, actually starting on Friday, fingers crossed, you know, and then on to, as Dr. Mary said, hormone therapy. So having them as a close partner along with Dana-Farber has brought me here today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tina, having grown up in the area and knowing about Dana-Farber before you ever became a patient, and probably knowing about it in your adult life around Beacon Hill as well, what has the experience been like compared to what you knew about them before? How has it exceeded your expectations and the level of all-around care that they give?
I mean, like you said, you know, I actually lived in Fenway at a point in time as well. And just growing up with the advertisements, social media, being around around this area. Of course, you hear the stories of the Jimmy Fund, and the branding is magnificent that, you know, the team does here. But actually being patient, as he says, is quite different from walking in and seeing a therapeutic healing garden on the third floor, just to take that breather and take that moment of time, just do the one-on-one personalized care and approach and all these different sort of clinical trials that you're being part of, whether it's measuring for lymphedema and prevention like that, that you just don't see elsewhere. And then, of course, just the care that I'm getting, but also the ability to go to satellite centers like the Dana-Farber at South Shore Hospital for my radiation, you know, and speaking with Dr. Mayer, how do we kind of allow my life to progress without just kind of upsetting it too much, and having the ability to go to satellite centers for Dana-Farber and having the scope and scale of their treatment in so many different areas has been so helpful as well.
When you talk about some of the trials and things, and we discussed this with some of the other patients and doctors here, it seems like there's just been such an explosion lately of different trials and very specific ones with so many options. What goes into the process of diagnosing and then treating each patient?
So we work extremely hard across Dana-Farber and specifically in the breast cancer group to have available as many clinical trials as possible for all different stages and subtypes of breast cancer. And these are treatments that are both offered to people if they're eligible for trials, as well as trials that result in findings that help us define our treatment. Although to date we haven't been in part of a treatment trial, we're actually going to use data from a trial led by Dana-Farber to work on fertility in the future. There is a major global trial that has been an amazing revolution in our space called the Positive Trial that was led by my colleague Ann Partridge. This trial was open around the world and looked at young women just like Tina who had had breast cancer early on and wanted to get pregnant, and studied the safety of taking a break from some of the cancer treatment to then go on and get pregnant and then get back on cancer treatment later. The trial was a terrific success, and it was published in our top medical journal, and we're just so proud that Dana-Farber was able to lead a lot of this really important research that has made such a difference in the lives of young women around the world.
We were talking a little bit before this got going. You're going to go to the game tonight?
Yeah, that's the plan.
And it's not your first trip into Fenway this year,
it
right?
It is,
you said,
not.
Okay. You said it was hot the earlier game you went to. This one hopefully is supposed to be a little more mild.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to several things this evening. Helmet Sunday.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Classic.
Yeah, get in there and do that.
Has to be done.
Yeah.
Has to be done.
Chocolate, vanilla?
Vanilla.
Both?
Vanilla.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
nice.
Yes. And have a few beers. We'll see.
Nice.
But, you know, I think overall, one of the key components of our conversation that Dr. Mayer and I have had, you know, I tested negative for the BRCA gene, for the breast cancer gene. I also tested negative for 70 other cancer genes. And so in looking at kind of my story and looking at my diagnosis, I may never know the answer of why I got the cancer, and I've had to kind of learn to accept that as well. But through research and through time and through support like that's been given today, maybe I might have the answer one day. But if not for me, then for everyone else, for all the other young women that are supposed to be getting married, are supposed to start family planning, or just moving into their new house, maybe there's an opportunity for them to not endure what I endured this year. And so I'm excited to see how the rest of the clinical trials progress in the next few years, and who knows what the next 5 years will hold.
Well, and you hear that right from Tina Kennedy. But where can your money go? That's where it goes. So you can donate 877-738-1234, jimmyfund.org, or you can text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25 today. Tina Kennedy, Dr. Mayer, we appreciate you coming on, telling your story, sharing it with everybody. It's very important to hear. And it's not easy to do. So thank you so much for doing that here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.